I guess my curatorial practice in the last year has probably particularly slowed, so I don't have any recent examples. Certainly, I know in the Dublin Live Art Festival last year, we were looking at politics and politicised practices. But yeah, I think I've yet to see a very strong response, but that may be just that I haven't been very active curatorially recently. Certainly, I've seen it in academia. There is, you know, a huge response to the idea of migrancy. And I've seen that maybe actually, if I think about that, rather than the European question, which is relatively recently there. I mean, there has been a lot of people responding to the idea of migrants and kind of raising awareness around Syrian refugees. I know in March we had Terence Arrott last year, who did this wonderful installation. It was kind of, I guess, a performance tableau, so it was through new media, and he had lots of different places where he had performed, and it was a restaging of Picasso's Guernica in response to the Syrian refugees. So yes, I think migrancy certainly and the idea of being displaced has been a huge theme, both in, I know that Society for Women in Philosophy in Ireland, that is the subject of their summer conference this year, and so there's a huge response there, I think, academically and theoretically, to try to, you know, understand what's happening, and certainly in our practice as a kind of an activism or a place for people's voices to be heard or stories to be heard, I think I've seen that very strongly. Yes, I do think as things change in Europe, it's become and it will continue, I think, to become, it will challenge all of our identities, all of our boundaries. I do think that will feed into art practice as things move forward, definitely.